Tantor Audio presents A Lector's Choice by L. E. Modisett, Jr. Narrated by Kyle McCarley. Proud towers rise to challenge sea and sky, green needles that capture the dullest eye, and palaces and halls with columns strong and true, with glory, song, and pleasures for the few. So seemly are those soaring spires that few remember the fierce desires, and fewer still the price Acorus pays for each elector's unending days. Yet towers unseen in the higher chill hold ancients with a different will, who also ask a price, more long delayed, but still upon your living spirits laid. Landers, which fate and bargain will you take? Which deadly compromise is left to make? 1. Colonel Daynell looked down at the stack of reports on his desk. He was almost afraid to take his eyes off them. The moment he looked away, more reports appeared. He knew that wasn't so, but it was the way things felt. Although he was the number 4 Myrmidon officer on Acorus, when he studied all the reports, he felt more like a glorified lander clerk. He pushed the resentment aside. He'd had his years as a flying officer, more than most Myrmidons, and he'd been rewarded for long and faithful service. He could have easily been one of the rankers who spent decades or longer in service, yet who never became more than a squad leader or an under-captain.